Blog Talk Radio.
Rodolfo Roman here, the host of The Roman Show. Today is October 20th, 2015. Trevin Adams, ambassador of the World Wrestling Network, joins us today to talk about a charity event Full Impact Pro will be hosting. Also, Landon of The Plot and You, the band, released a new album. He lets us know what we can expect. This plus much more on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go.
Fire.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Light.
Calm.
We're go. Light.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
Go.
Network.
Go.
Covering.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go
flight. Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome everyone, it's another episode of The Roman Show. Make sure you follow us on social media at The Roman Show. Follow me on Twitter myself, Rodolfo Roman, at RomanDH, and you can go ahead and subscribe on our YouTube channel, that's youtube.com/RRoman0201, and you can always visit our Facebook page or fan page at facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. In fact, you can go ahead and like us while you are there, and you can go ahead and visit our website 24/7 at TheRomanShow.com. Well, now that we got the house rules out of the way, let's get straight down to business. This week I had the opportunity of, well, spending some time with some very strong little children at the, well, what used to be known as the Miami Children's Hospital. Now it's known as the Nicholas Children's Hospital, located in Miami, Florida. And I just want to say that it was a very touching and memorable evening. These children are battling cancer, and I had a chance to do some arts and crafts with them and draw and speak and entertain them, and at the same time, well, get them prepped up for Halloween since it's just around the corner. But this is all possible because of one organization, and that is Mystic Force Foundation. Mystic Force Foundation makes sure to raise funds to find research for children's cancer and to raise awareness of children's cancer, which is actually a big-time killer in children. So these folks at the Mystic Force Foundation put great events like this on a monthly basis and then some to raise funds, again, for research for children who are battling cancer. And you can visit them, Mystic Force Foundation. They are on Facebook. They are located in Florida, but they are nationwide. So visit Mystic Force Foundation. Any way you can help, any way you can go ahead and lend a hand to these children, trust me, I spent about 3 hours, 2 hours, and I got to tell you, it's something very special, very memorable. And no matter what, even though they are facing this obstacle of battling cancer at such a very, very young age, their desire, their passion, their charisma is still very strong. And if that is not a reason for you to get up every morning, if you're blessed with two hands, 2 feet, and find yourself very healthy, then, you know, that's just to show you how thankful and blessed we are. Because these children have yet to start life, and they are battling with a deadly disease. Mystic Force Foundation, you can check them out on Facebook, and then go ahead and visit their website. Any way you can help will be much appreciated.
And now, it's time to give you a reality check.
Well, Well, guys, a lot of stuff happening in the world of professional wrestling. I want to quickly touch base on Hell in a Cell. It's this Sunday. Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell to finally settle it down. The first time around, Brock Lesnar defeated the famous WrestleMania undefeated streak. The second time around, it was a controversial result where The Undertaker won by submission. And now, well, there's no excuse because the third time around, both these men will be inside a Hell in a Cell. This match should be good. It should be one for the books. The Undertaker looks in great shape, by the way. And Brock Lesnar, well, he is Brock Lesnar. But expect a good match from these guys. I think they're definitely going to bring down the house down. And obviously, they need a match like this for Hell in a Cell to bring that notice, that attention to the WWE Network. Although, I have to give kudos. WWE Network is doing a great job with programming. I think that the content is getting better by the minute. I had an opportunity to watch, finally, that JBL and Eric Bischoff interview. I mean, so many things I learned from that interview. And it was just, it was so educational to know all that background information, which what happened with WCW and the downfall, and how much of a say Eric Bischoff had in the company. So, great stuff coming from the WWE Network. And as we are in the discussion of Brock Lesnar, well, I'm going to leave that just towards a little bit later, as we're going to continue to speak about Hell in a Cell. You also have Seth Rollins defending the title against Kane, Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt in a Hell in a Cell. That should be an interesting one. And Bray Wyatt, obviously, who knows what he's capable of doing. You know how wild he is. But did you see, kudos to Roman Reigns, he did a plancha, if you want to say, from the top rope. He ran from one end of the ring, flew over the top rope. That, you got to give credit. I know many people don't like Roman Reigns. I know that they're trying to push him too much and is overrated and so forth. But give credit to where credit is due. The guy did a great job. In fact, even the people were marking out and they were saying this is awesome because it was a reunion of the Shield last night on Monday Night Raw. So kudos to Roman Reigns for pulling off that move. So I expect a nice little match there between Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns inside a Hell in a Cell. We got the John Cena Open Challenge for the U.S. title. And you got the Divas title on the line with Charlotte versus one of the Bellas, Nikki Bella and Brie Bella, sorry. This is the second time around. Obviously, the Divas Revolution, it sounded really good. It sounded like it was going to get somewhere, but it seems like it has died down. Obviously, we see that Paige versus Charlotte is brewing. It's going to happen one way or another. That match should be good, so anticipate a good one there. And overall, I think the Hell in a Cell match should be a good one, or the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view should be a good one, should be interesting, should be fun. And let's see, I mean, let's see with that John Cena Open Challenge, let's see who comes up and steps up to the plate. You know, one guy I have in mind that I think is going to show up is Dean Ambrose. I think Dean Ambrose is going to show up to the U.S. Challenge. I know that John Cena, after this pay-per-view, well, we won't see him for a while. He's going to take a break for personal reasons. So I say Dean Ambrose is the person that will be filling in that spot and take a chance against John Cena's U.S. title. And I forgot to mention Kevin Owens versus Ryback for the Intercontinental Championship match. Do you think this pay-per-view is going to be a good one? What are your predictions? Who do you think is going to win? Tweet me, at RomanDH, and I'd love to have a conversation with you there on social media. Well, enough about the world of professional wrestling. We're going to go ahead and talk about Brock Lesnar in the other segment, but right now we're going to kick it to Trevin Adams, good friend of the show, part of the World Wrestling Network. He is the ambassador, and he's going to tell us about a really, really great opportunity that you have to help some great veterans. The FIP is putting on a great event this weekend to help out the Wounded Warriors Outdoors. Check out what Trevin Adams has to do and find out how you can help. Guys, I know how hard it is to work year-round, day-long, week-long. Then you come home and you get all this other stress. Well, let Massages in Space take care of you. That's massagesinspace.com. Check them out. They are located in Miami. All you got to do is give them a buzz. They'll treat your body right, and trust me, you'll walk out like brand new. Massagesinspace.com. All right, everyone, it's a pleasure to have right now here in the Roman Show a good friend of the show and a gentleman who's involved with a very, very awesome, spectacular promotion that is evolving, the WWN Live, which, well, Triple H from the WWE acknowledged them that they have a lot, he has a lot of respect for. And, well, to explain a little bit about Evolve, WWN, and some good charity work that he has on his table, good sir, Trevin Adams. How are you, my man?
Hey, Roman, thanks for having me, buddy. I am indeed, like you said, the ambassador of the World Wrestling Network, and I am excited to be on the Roman Show again. It's probably been over a year.
It has, right? Time flies when you're having fun.
You're no kidding, sir.
So, Trevin, before we go talk about Evolve, and it's been under news more than ever with WWN and Triple H and WWE, Sami Zayn already have appeared in New York at the New York event. But, Trevin, you yourself are... Well, reaching out to those in need, you're having an event that's going to help out a good cause. Let us know about it.
Sure, no problem. So, indeed, you mentioned already WWN, specifically we are the World Wrestling Network. And when it comes to the World Wrestling Network, the brands that we produce ourselves, one of which is indeed Evolve, which has been in the news quite a bit, and we'll talk about that here at the end. There's Shine Wrestling, which we've had many ladies from Shine on before. It's our all-women's brand. And then we have Full Impact Pro, and that's the brand in particular that's doing these shows, let alone we also have American Combat Wrestling, which I'll come back to, and a host of promotions we work closely with, put shows on WWNLive.com, all that stuff. But bottom line, Full Impact Pro was the original WWN brand. It's been around since, my goodness, a good 2003. And when it comes to the history, one of the parts of the history this promotion has had is giving guys an opportunity to show what they can do, and to show what they can do on a, you know, on a bigger stage. And in fact, in some cases, there may be promotions that even locally do very well for themselves, maybe even draw more people locally. But when it comes to the reach of something like Full Impact Pro via WWNLive.com, you know, you've got this literally international ability to reach this puppy. So from the point of view of my role, you know, I think I've revealed before, Full Impact Pro in particular, I'm involved in many, many aspects of it. And I had an opportunity to put together a tournament, and I'll talk more about the wrestling side of it, but it's a six-man tournament. And like you talked about, what we did was we aligned it with a charity. And in particular, it's a charity known as Wounded Warrior Outdoors. So it's a 501c3. You can find out more about Wounded Warrior Outdoors at woundedwarrioroutdoors.com. One of the cool things about this, there's a bunch of different organizations out there that do good work for people who are considered wounded warriors. What's cool about Wounded Warrior Outdoors is it's all volunteer. So there's no overhead. This is all literally volunteer. In fact, you're now talking to the webmaster. I'm not even kidding you. I found out they didn't have a webmaster, and now I'm the webmaster. You know, I know just enough HTML to be dangerous, and going to have to get smart on CSS and all that trash, right? But basically what they do is they put together therapeutic outdoor adventures for a good 50 or so warfighters that come back, unfortunately, in a position where they'd be considered wounded warriors. They, you know, we work closely with the various services to kind of line up the right guys or gals to go on these trips. And part of what Wounded Warrior Outdoors does is be able to get these guys all the amenities, everything they need to be able to go on the trip, and whether it's a hunting trip or some other form of nature experience, you know, they've got the means to enable this, regardless of what disability somebody may have. And it's such an awesome cause, and they really, one of the few things they don't do well, in my opinion, is spread the word. You know, the owner of the charity doesn't like to brag about what they do. You know, to him it really is a labor of love and something he's doing, not worrying about things like marketing and stuff. And so being able to take something that I think is an awesome cause and connect it to something I love in professional wrestling, I had to jump on the opportunity. So we're here out. It's, you know, coming up Friday, Saturday, October 23rd in Ybor City is the first night. The second night's in Oviedo, Florida, which is right next to University of Central Florida, right on the east, kind of northeast of Orlando. And as mentioned, you know, we're doing these shows. The WWN side of things, we're taking zero profit. The wrestlers need to get paid, albeit most of these guys are coming in at a discount, which is greatly appreciated. We got to pay the venues, and again, they're coming in at discounts. Heck, the first night, the Orpheum, they're giving us 2-for-1 draft, which, trust me, is a loss for those guys, but they were happy to do it, because the theme of the first night's really kind of more of like a kind of a celebration. Let's have some fun, you know, get our 2-for-1 draft. I won't be doing any of that because I got to make sure the darn shows happen, but regardless, let's have a good time. Day two is more focused on kind of honoring the guys and gals on the armed forces side. And so, you know, the goal is at the end of the day to be able to put together, really, the second we cover that cost we agree to, every dime's going to go to Wounded Warrior Outdoors. So, you know, we're still in the process. I know it's getting close, but we're still taking things, you know, donations in general. Heck, we'll take last-minute sponsors, things that can be raffled off. I've had a ton of local businesses give me items to raffle. That's going to be really cool. And then the wrestling side of things, which I'll get to in a second, I mean, the wrestling side is going to be amazing, right? I'm not even going to be shy about it, because we're doing something, in my opinion, very unique. But just the mere aspect of really trying to, you know, trying to drum up and put together something to help these guys out. That, you know, they have other types of fundraisers they do. I think this is one of the more unique ones that Wounded Warrior Outdoors has. And, you know, it's really cool. I hope this becomes probably a, you know, some form of annual thing working together with them. You know, we'll see if it's literally annual or more, you know, if we can make this successful.
So what are some of the names that are going to participate in this charity event?
Right, so bottom line, right, so there's the immediate, hey, I promise the shows will be good, but you're supporting a good cause, so now let's substantiate the part where I claim the shows will be good, right? So here's where things are unique. This isn't your typical Full Impact Pro show. So last year, it was actually September last year, we had a show called Fallout. And what we did for the theme of that show was we did a 6-man tournament, so teams of 3 against teams of 3. Well, we took it one level further this year, whereas last year we had 8 teams, this year we have 16 teams. Last year was one night, this is two nights. And to make it bigger, the theme of this, and this ties back to what I said at the beginning about FIP being the place we'd like to give guys an opportunity, this is where we're going to make it an inter-promotional 6-man showcase. So what that means is there's only one team for Full Impact Pro, which is the submission squad. They actually won last year, Fallout 2014, so it only made sense they'd be the team. But there may be some wrestlers that will be from, have been on, should I say, Full Impact Pro. But bottom line, everybody's representing a different promotion. So we've announced 8 of the 16 so far, and I think we're going to admit that this may be a little bit, takes a couple of days in advance of airing, so there will be more than the 8 already online, but I don't want to leak anything yet. But, you know, we've got another WWN brand, American Combat Wrestling, represented. We've got Tier 1 Wrestling from New York, Freelance Wrestling from Chicago, Premier Wrestling Experience from North Carolina, Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment, as the name implies, from Georgia, Maryland Championship Wrestling, again, as the name implies, from Maryland, and then the Viking War Party, who, well, they don't, kind of a country in and of themselves. And so to your point about names, what's really cool about this is there's going to be a bunch of guys who are on the cusp, in my opinion, of breaking through and haven't maybe gotten the opportunity to be in front of some of the folks that would turn into bookings that evolve at a PWG. But these guys are really good enough to be there. And so there's a few names. I got to be careful because some of the names I want to use in this vein haven't been announced yet, or at least not announced at the time in which we're recording this. But, you know, again, that theme that you're representing a promotion, that in and of itself is kind of unique. Right, and there's not, you know, this is really about showcasing what those promotions have about them that's unique, as well as what the wrestlers, you know, in these promotions, what's unique about them. So our goals kind of at the end of this weekend is, yeah, sure, whichever team wins this puppy, so cool, you can say you won a tournament with 48 guys, right, 16 teams over two nights, freaking awesome. You know, that's definitely an achievement. But I think there's going to be quite a few standout wrestlers that, again, you may or may not have heard of, or maybe you've just heard the name, or maybe wherever they're from, you know what, Chicago knows that, you know, Isaiah Salasquez is the man. You know, maybe they're freaking way all over, and we just haven't gotten to see him in action yet, you know, at a large scale. And so there's going to be opportunities like that I think at the end of this weekend, there's going to be names talked about and people going, holy crap. And that's what's exciting to me, because I'll tell you right now, even within the WWN family, the current Evolve champion, Timothy Thatcher made his debut on Full Impact Pro. That's the first place we used him, you know, and being able to be a place to let a guy like him show off what he can do and then get snatched up by Evolve, I mean, that's awesome. And there's other names like that. Trevor Lee, who's a guy that's made his name now all over the independent tech. He's shown up on some television shows as well, you know, that's another guy who got his first shot. We got a guy at Evolve 49 and 50 that had just debuted for Evolve named Peter Casa, who made a debut for FIP back in August as part of a tag team, but he's just insane. It's a dude who, if you look at him, looks like he's chiseled from stone, but yet can do things from an aerial maneuver point of view that, you know, I haven't seen the likes of since guys like Ricochet. So I think there's going to be a lot of names like that are going to come from this tournament, and that you're going to get an opportunity to see. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, 48 guys in this tournament, and a lot of these names that you may have heard about. And by the way, that's not all. So we're going to have, you know, I can tell you for sure, the first night, Caleb Conley, the FIP World Heavyweight Champion, will be in attendance. You can only imagine something will happen if he's there. And then the second night, the FIP Florida Heritage Champion, Maxwell Chicago, will be in attendance. And I can tell you, without saying how it'll happen yet, Maxwell will be defending his championship night too. So there will be some stuff other than just the six-man matches, but that in and of itself loads the show. I mean, if you imagine the first night, there's 8 opening round matches.
That's crazy.
Know, that in and of itself loads the show.
That's intense. And it's all for a good cause, which, I mean, you can't get any better than that. But let's move a little forward here. How about WWN and what it has become now? I mean, we've had several of the wrestlers here that have made a name for themselves in the WWN promotion, and now guess what? They're in NXT. So
that's right.
Now we heard news about Sami Zayn. He was at the New York event. Can you let us know a little detail here about what this relationship is, or will be, or become of?
Sure. No, happy to. So again, admitting, and I'm doing it on purpose because who knows exactly what will happen in New York. But we are recording this before the New York event, which were Evolve 49 and 50, which by the time you're listening to this, will be available video on demand on WWNLive.com. However, as you mentioned, just announced on Monday night of the 12th, we announced that Sami Zayn was going to be in attendance at these events. And his attendance will be for the live audience only. So what that is or is not remains to be seen right now. A lot of questions, you know, between this and over the weekend, the previous weekend, one of our brands, American Combat Wrestling, we were doing a show as part of a biker fest in Newport Richie, and WWE cameras were there filming a new reality show that's going to be on the WWE Network soon called Breaking Ground, and they were filming it as part of a feature for NXT Women's Champion Bayley, who now fully documented, dates a wrestler named Aaron Solo, who often wrestles for us and is one half of the ACW Tag Team Champions, teams with a young man named Jason Cade. They were filming him and as part of her feature. There's a lot of places where I don't know yet how formal it is between WWE and WWN, but there's definitely a lot of places where it seems like WWE is trying to kind of reach out there, touch onto other aspects of what is professional wrestling, where some of these guys come from, and, you know, getting to see a lot of the dudes, as you mentioned already. Perfect example, his debut at, you know, NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, UHA Nation, or as people now know him, Apollo Crews.
Yep.
I mean, here's a dude we've known has been awesome, you know, who's been a part of Dragon Gate USA and Evolve, and you know, the WWN family. Hill, he was a Florida Heritage Champion in FIP. You know, UHA is now freaking, you know, becoming a household name, which is huge. It's awesome, and it happened so fast. So there's definitely a bit of a pipeline of guys. We're very proud of the number of guys we've helped put into a position where they've shown how good they are, or they've gotten better and become that good to be able to be snatched up. So that's really our role. We want to be the group that produces the wrestlers that ultimately become the next Daniel Bryan, who, by the way, was once part of this family, or the next Seth Rollins, who, by the way, was once part of this family, and the names go on. You know, that's really our goal. It remains to be seen how formal things will go beyond where it is now. You know, I'm not being evasive. This is about what we know. It's one of those that, you know, that there was interest in having him at the show for various reasons, and we said, why not? Who's going to say no?
Right.
It's the same as the ACW Biker Fest. Who's going to say no to WWE cameras coming to hang out, and they let us announce it? so we could tell people, hey, if you come out to this show, you're going to see a fun night of wrestling, and oh, by the way, you might be part of Breaking Ground. You know, and they were cameras everywhere. I assure you, we, you know, I thought they were clear, and I was having a conversation with Aaron Solo, and I looked over, and there were three cameras in my face. You know, like, you know, it's a really cool atmosphere right now in professional wrestling, and it's just cool to be a small part of it. You know, whatever, again, whatever it's going to butt in to be, there's tons of rumors, but I assure you, there's still rumors, unfortunately, but, you know, every little bit is just, I think it's good for everybody involved.
And you know what? It's a good time to be part of the WWN family. Because of all this excitement, and I'm sure the guys and the girls in the locker room are even more excited and more pumped to get inside the squared circle and perform. So I advise everyone to head on over to WWNLive.com and check out past shows or upcoming shows. And we feature a lot of the wrestlers out here on the program. And check out the charity event happening. Trevor, again, where can they check out for more information on this charity event about the Wounded Warrior?
Absolutely. So you can definitely go to WWNLive.com. So let's say you're listening to this and you live in Miami or you live, you know, anywhere on the moon even. As long as you have the internet, WWNLive.com or the Roku channel, you can watch both events, both live and video on demand, October 23rd, Friday the 23rd at 9 p.m. live from the Orpheum in Ybor City, the 24th, 7 p.m. live from CrossFit Country, which is a really cool facility, by the way, in Oviedo, Florida. For those of you who also want to learn more about the cards, you can go to fullimpactpro.com. There's stuff all over Facebook. Again, WWNLive.com is an entry point as well. So definitely a lot of opportunities to check that out. WoundedWarriorOutdoors.com. If you can't be there tonight, or should have said tonight, I wish. I should always do it tonight. That'd be a cool one here. But if you can't be there the night of, you know, and you want to support those guys directly, you know, as much as finding iPay-per-view helps, you know what? If you want to go directly to them, we also have the ability to donate to them through their website. You can learn more about this great cause, spread the word. Heck, you might have things you actually want to donate, you know, especially for those of you who do the sporting goods or hunting and stuff like that. That's one way. And then, of course, you know, we talked a couple times about Evolve here, and you mentioned a name like Sami Zayn. You know, I'm not going to say it was the same guy, but maybe he has a good friend named El Generico. You can see a ton of really interesting El Generico matches on previous Evolve events in NDG USA. Again, available video on demand on WWNLive.com. A bit of a who's who, to be honest with you. A who's who of wrestlers that have went through and, you know, since broke out. So it's a great time to be an independent wrestling fan. And if you're not an independent wrestling fan yet, it's a great time to find out, well, what is indie wrestling? You know, and no offense, I love the carnival, you know, I'm going to have the, you know, the pool boy versus the mailman versus all the silliness you could do at a show. But, man, there's some really good stuff going on the indies. And it's really what's translating to some of the most popular stuff on WWE and NXT today. Great way to kind of get on the ground level and support the guys that are breaking their butts to try to make it to ultimately be your favorite.
Absolutely. Well, Trey, I want to thank you so much for your time and look forward to all the action coming up with Evolve, WWN Live, and, of course, the charity event happening to help out the Wounded Warriors. Trevor, always a pleasure to have you here, man.
Yep, thank you, Roman. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, my man. Well, welcome back, everyone, to The Roman Show. Again, remember to follow us on our social media account. That's at The Roman Show on Twitter. Roman Show Media on Facebook. Like the fan page and visit us on our website, theromanshow.com. The World Series of Fighting, Nick Newell. Nick Newell, well, he has hanged up his fighting boots. Actually, we don't even need boots in MMA, but he's hanging up his gloves. This right here is going to take us into our segment, which we like to call...
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners all around the world, welcome to... The Showdown!
Well, Nick Newell has said that, well, he is retiring from the sport of mixed martial arts. He says he didn't want to be a busted-up guy fighting for a paycheck. And he said he gave it his all, but his body was just not responding. Listen, Nick Newell, I know you got very emotional and you were sad. You have nothing to cry about. Man, you have proved the doubters and you have proven to the world that things are possible despite anything that is hindering you, which really nothing hindered you. Although you might have one arm, you did a phenomenal job inside the cage. I mean, I don't think too many people with the courage and the heart that you have could have been able to do what you did inside the cage. And these are people that are physically right with two hands and two feet. And Nick Newell, you are the man. You have motivated many people. You've been on the program here on The Roman Show. Kudos to you, Nick Newell. I would have possibly seen what I'd like to see you fight one more time. But man, congratulations, Nick Newell. You know, if this indeed is the last time that you step into the cage, which you have said yourself, man, listen, you went out like a champion no matter what. You really, truly did. This weekend, Dustin Poirier versus Joseph Duffy. Dustin Poirier will be fighting weekend on UFC Fight Pass. Now, Joseph Duffy, I must admit, the guy is pretty good. He's undefeated in the UFC. He is one of only two men who have defeated Conor McGregor. And to say the least, that only two fights and he's already main eventing a UFC fight card, that shows you how much of a, I want to lack a better word here, they look forward to this guy being a force to be reckoned with inside the octagon. So ladies and gentlemen, as we reach real closely to the upcoming fight of Dustin Poirier and Joseph Duffy, well, we got an opportunity to speak to Dustin Poirier this weekend here on The Roman Show, and we're going to go ahead and air that interview right now. His thoughts on fighting Joseph Duffy in Ireland. See, he's not just fighting just Duffy. He's on a roll, and he's definitely raised some eyebrows fighting inside the octagon, but he's fighting in enemy territory. So how does he feel about this? Let's hear what Dustin Poirier has to say. All right, Dustin, well, it's ironic, you know, here you are, you're going to Ireland, and a year ago, you fought Conor McGregor, you know, he's like the big talk, but here you are, you're fighting Duffy, the guy who, only guy who defeated Conor McGregor. How ironic is that to you?
Oh, it's pretty crazy, man. This fight game, takes twists and turns. You never know what's going to happen.
And looking ahead, Duffy, he's had, what, two fights already in the UFC. Pretty impressive. But what can you tell me about him from what we said?
You know, it's boxing. He looks like he has a good boxing. And obviously good submission skills. He finished two guys in the UFC, you know, in the first round, which is pretty tough to do. You know, so he looks good.
Anything in particular, though, aside from the boxing, that you've really been focusing a lot on your training for Duffy?
Of course, you know, I've been working my boxing, but also my wrestling, my jiu-jitsu. I've been, you know, working everywhere.
Now, you're going into enemy territory. You are going to Ireland, and you know how crazy those guys can get out there. They're really, really big fanatics. How are you preparing for that? Because it's going to get loud, especially since
it's
your home backyard.
Right, I know, but that excites me. I feel like at this, where I'm at in my career, you know, waking up every day and thinking about that, it's exciting. I accept the challenge, and you know, I can't wait to go out there and perform.
Now, I know that some folks have been tweeting you or on social media contacting you from Ireland. Tell me a little bit about that.
Mostly, man, it's been positive stuff. They're excited for a good fight, and you know, excited that the UFC is coming to their hometown. You know, any real fight fan is going to be excited about this fight. No matter if you're pulling for me or for Duffy, you know you're in store for a great fight.
Now, you stated in previous interviews that, you know, you did get your hands at McGregor, you know, didn't go out the way you wanted to, but that you will meet him at lightweight. Do you think that there is a possibility that McGregor will make this jump sometime sooner or later?
Yeah, you know, I think he's still young in his career, and he's talking about going back, so I'm sure it's going to happen.
Now, you're an ATT American Top Team, and I want to talk about Ricardo Laborio, because he had a very successful, in fact, he won the ADCC as a super fight champion. And how does it make you feel to have a coach like him winning this thing? I know that all you guys at ATT were celebrating. He's gone with a trophy everywhere, and everybody's taking pictures with him.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's cool to see him accomplish a goal. You know, he worked hard towards it. I saw him in the gym every day putting in work, and you know, he busted his butt, man. He went out there and won.
And how does that carry on to the team, to the rest of the team, you know, your own coach winning this prestigious award?
You know, for sure the vibe's always good at the gym, but when he came back with the trophy and stuff, it was it's just good to see everybody happy for him and his hard work pay off.
Well, Dustin, I want to thank so much, man, for taking your time and speaking to us here, and look forward to catching you in action overseas, and good luck.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dustin.
Guys, I know how hard it is to work year-round, day-long, week-long. Then you come home and you get all this other stress. Well, let Massages in Space take care of you. That's massagesinspace.com. Check them out. They are located in Miami. All you got to do is give them a buzz. And they'll treat your body right. And trust me, you'll walk out like brand new. Massagesinspace.com.
Alright guys, switching gears, this weekend on October 24th, Shattered Sun will be visiting the Fort Lauderdale's Dakota Room, and they will be touring with several bands. But Shattered Sun, we had them here on the program earlier this year, and I'd like to invite you to the Roman Show and ask you to listen to that interview because, well, Shattered Sun, in fact, I believe it was Shattered Sun Testament, and I can't remember the other band right now, but they joined us on the program where we talked about music, and Shattered Sun's new album is definitely kicking. The songs that are on that are just phenomenal, man. They really, truly are. Totally get your hair banging. Listen, till today, more than a week ago, I attended the Korn concert, and my neck is still hurting because of all the headbanging. Well, that's how much pain you're going to feel the next day after you head out to the Culture Room and watch Shattered Sun, who right now are on tour promoting their new album. And Shattered Sun, they really base their music on what's around them. You know, what is surrounding them in today's world. They're on tour with Soulfly and Soilwork. Again, head out. It's a U.S. tour. We sold our souls to metal. And it's going to be right here in South Florida at the Culture Room, October 24th, and in St. Petersburg at the State Theater on October 25th. Again, that's Soulfly, Soilwork, Shattered Sun, and Earthside. So there you go. You got four bands. We Sold Our Souls to Metal 2015. Those are the tour dates. For more information, head on over to the band's website, or Facebook, actually, facebook.com/Shattered Sun Band. Speaking about bands, The Plot and You has released a new album, Happiness is Destruction. And they are right here. Well, not they, but Landon, the main singer, is on the Roman Show to let us know exactly what the band is going to or is delivering in this album. And listen, if you haven't had an opportunity to see the band's video, which, man, it will have you in tears. In tears. I'm not kidding you. It will literally have you in tears. Happiness and Self-Destruction, right now you can purchase it. But you can see the video right now on the Roman Show website. Take me away. Watch the video, man. And please tweet me what you think about that. If you're not crying, I don't think you're human. Here's Landon of The Plot and You.
All right, everyone. This is the Roman Show. And on the line, we have Landon of The Plot and You. You can pre-order the album right now as we speak. And you get an instant download of Take Me Away and My Old Ways, the two singles out right now. Landon, thanks so much for taking your time and joining us right now on The Roman Show.
Of course. How's it going?
Absolutely awesome. Well, the album itself, Happiness and Self-Destruction, can be pre-ordered right now as we speak. Well, let's first talk about the Take Me Away, because that video, man, is just so touching. And
thank you.
It makes you really want to sure many people have been touched by it. I've seen some of the comments on that YouTube video that how much that video and the lyrics have impacted them. Tell me about the lyrics in that song, though. It was dedicated to your grandfather.
Right. So I've kind of always wanted to write a song, kind of like the tribute to him. Towards the end of his life, he was kind of, I don't know how to put it exactly. He was just like cold, but it was just because he was so drugged up and miserable, you know, that he couldn't really, I don't know, show any kind of emotion. So it was hard for all of us because we all wanted closure, you know, before he passed away, you know, just tell us you love us, you know, but he just, I don't know what was really going on in his head. So like I said in the song, it, like his soul had left the room, you know, but I was just kind of wanted to talk about that. I actually lost my grandma earlier this year as well. So I just, you know, it's something I've always just kind of wanted to write about. So.
Well, and when you were writing this song, the lyrics, I mean, it took you back. How emotional did it get? Because, you know, when a situation like this happens and you go back to the past, you could even get teary-eyed and very emotional. So tell me about that process.
Well, especially when it came to doing the video and stuff, I had a very specific vision for it. You know, they were talking about how, you know, they had different ideas for what they wanted to do. And usually in our scene, you know, bands like us, you don't really get a whole lot of say in what you do in the video. So this was the first one I was like, no, I'm putting my foot down. This, I want it to be like this. You know, it has a very significant meaning. But it was crazy to see the video, even though the video doesn't actually tell the story exactly how it happened. It's kind of a cinematic version. But, I had a very specific vision for it. And, you know, especially seeing the video back, I think that's the first time I've ever, like, gotten emotional over, you know, something like a video, a music video or whatever. So I was really excited about how it turned out. And that song especially is just, that's one of the most meaningful songs on the record just because of the subject matter. But, yeah, it's cool to listen back to it now because that's one of my favorites on the record. But it always kind of, like, I don't know, puts me in a different mood. So if I'm in the mood to jam, you know, like, or show friends heavy parts of the record, I usually skip that because I don't want to kind of, like, put a damper on my mood. But, yeah.
It's crazy how you can just, you know, hear a song, especially if you write it yourself, and it just, you just hear it, and it just the tears just come down, man. And just the sounds, the lyrics, it's amazing how music could just have an impact on you without doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, here we are, Happiness and Self-Destruction, the album. Again, you can pre-order it right now. The title of the album itself, Happiness and Self-Destruction, how did it come about, and how does it relate to all the songs within the album?
Right. So, the last song on the record is actually called Happiness and Self-Destruction, and that was just a lyric that's in that song. That's pretty much the chorus of the song. And, you know, when we're thinking about album titles, that was definitely the first one that came to mind. I was like, that fits the theme of the whole thing because the whole record's a lot about drug addiction and depression and just like not only dealing that with that yourself, but having to struggle with it with friends too, you know, that all kind of have the same addictions and stuff like that. You know, when you have friends that have the same addictions as you, it's way harder to kind of get out of that. And, you know, you do find happiness in, you know, killing yourself, basically. I mean, for a time, you know, drugs, things like that, addictions feel good. I just felt like that was a good, you know, phrase that kind of, like, summed up pretty much what the whole record is about. But, yeah, it's basically just a record about struggle, you know.
And I'm sure that a lot of these lyrics will impact a lot of folks and can help them out to their tribulation.
So. Yeah, I mean, our last record was just kind of a typical pissed off, you know, record. There was really nothing you could gain from listening to it. It's just, you know, maybe some fun to work out to or whatever. But I don't know. I definitely wanted to kind of go back to writing about things that could, you know, inspire, you know, help maybe inspire someone to get through a rough time that they're going through. So, yeah, that was definitely a big focus on this record, was writing something meaningful rather than just, you know, pissed off bullshit.
Well, Landon, you're on tour. The band's gonna be on tour. You're coming to Florida actually next month here in October. What can people expect when you hit the stage?
I mean, like always, we put everything into our live performances. Try to, you know, portray it live the same way that it is on our recordings and stuff. So, yeah, I'm really stoked on that tour. It's going to be sick because we're already really good friends with the End of the Affliction guys. So it's just going to be a good hangout tour, you know.
That's
so I'm really stoked.
Yeah, End of the Affliction, man. Those guys are rocking it too. So I'm sure both of you guys are going to have
great,
awesome music. I totally love it. Well, Landon, I want to thank you so much and look forward to catching you here in Florida when you come down in October and check out the new record, which right now you can pre-order, and you can get those two instant download of those songs. Landon, thanks so much, man. Anything else you want to add?
Just get the record when it comes out, please. That'd be sick.
Done deal, Landon. Thanks so much, man, and look forward to jamming to some more of your music when I'm in the gym, man, and everyone else.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Landon.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up today for this episode of The Roman Show. Always, head on over and follow us on our social media accounts at RomanDH. That's my personal one. The Roman Show is at The Roman Show. On Facebook, Roman Show Media. Subscribe, youtube.com/AllRomanOfTool1. And visit the website, theromanshow.com, for the latest in interviews, pictures, and so much more. In fact, Nitro Championship Wrestling is in Miami. Check out some great pictures, some great images, where we will be out there taking some pictures, and we're going to post them up there on the site to check that out. Hey, if you want to contribute or be a part of the show, go ahead, send us an email at info@theromanshow.com. That's info@theromanshow.com. Go ahead, email us. I mean, we'd love to have some contributors. We'd love to have someone out here and join us on the program. And coming up next week, we have Run to Cover, the members, the young guys, these guys are here touring already, kicking ass. So Run to Cover will be on the Roman Show next week. That plus much more. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll catch you right here on the Roman Show. And you know the saying, if you haven't been on, you haven't been heard.